Don't we? Yeah, don't.
Turn my microphone on. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. President's Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, we have a 10:30 agenda item. It's meeting to consider action items, and of which we have three. So action item, consider casualty loss application for property located at 1604 Amity Avenue, Nampa, parcel number R. Well, it just is parcel number 3184900-0. All right.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Today we're here to, for you to consider a casualty loss for, on a property on Amity Road. Polly is here that she has additional information that she would like to provide on it of how she came up with values.
Okay.
To remove.
Perfect.
So with this property, it was a vehicle damage to the home. I would just like to note that on the application, the homeowner put two different dwellings on there for two different parcels. Only one was actually affected by this, the home itself. They then later decided to tear down the home and the garage, so we're wanting a full loss. We did not do that, so that's why this is so low. But I did go through the State Farm summary of loss, and on it there is a replacement cost of the $48,242, which is what I put on as the total loss, and then did a percentage of that based on the March 7th date of loss. So it is a very, very minimal casualty loss because of that. I just kind of wanted to explain that because they had said it was a total loss, and I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's voluntarily a total loss.
Yes, voluntarily. Thank you.
Yes.
So the total value reduction is $8,500, and that equates to $56.78 to reduction to taxes for 2025.
Chairman, I appreciate the explanation from Holly. That does help. That's clear in the communication from State Farm for their payment. I'm in favor of approving this based on a value reduction of $8,500 for a total tax to be forgiven of $56.78. That can be a motion.
I agree. Did you make a motion?
I did.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I would second that motion. So. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. Putting my signature on that. Second action item is consider casualty loss application for property located at 1510 North Plateau Avenue, Caldwell. All right.
I will let you explain.
Okay, so with this was a house fire, and it was a complete loss. And from the insurance claim, I don't have a copy of that, but it does state a complete loss. Their valuation of the loss was a little bit lower than ours at $244,000. However, since how we valued the property, we took into consideration the whole valuation of the property. So we did a total loss of $289,400 since that's what it was assessed for. Of course, it's prorated because it was lost in August, so they don't get a complete zero out loss. So it is showing a reduction of 100, or a total cancellation reduction of $181,600 based on the percentage of the year on that full value of the home.
Okay.
And for tax dollars, we're reducing it by $1,175.04.
All right.
Chairman, yep, I'm in favor of approving the tax cancellation of $1,175.04 based on the information provided by the assessor and the treasurer.
All right.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
I would second the motion. So a motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 And Chairman, that was a motion. I'll just state for the record. I didn't officially make the motion, but thank you. That can be a motion.
My interpretive skills are
you're good
this morning.
I'll be more definitive next time.
So I have a form question before we get to the last one. On the form, we have our signatures and we have a percentage out to the side. Can you help me with the logic or the rationale in that? Doesn't make any sense. Individual commissioners cannot vote and agree on a motion and have different percentages.
Probably because we've used this form forever, and at one time maybe they were doing that. Reevaluate this form.
Yeah.
Lots of other forms that we have looked
at. I know. So let's look at the form for in the future. That to me, that's illogical. I, as an individual commissioner, are going to vote on a motion, and I don't have the luxury to have a different percentage beside my name. So any rate, just a technical thing that is in the middle of this agenda item that we haven't made a decision on, but we could look into it in the future. All right. So the last action item is consider casualty loss application for property located at 404 First Avenue North, Nampa.
All right, this property, Jennifer's actually going to hand you a paper because it wasn't included in the packet, and it's where I got my number from.
Oh.
I wanted to make sure that you guys had that from the insurance company. So you didn't just think I pulled the number out of thin air.
You wouldn't do that. Here you go. Never, ever, ever.
There's lots of numbers, so I just printed the page that actually had the calculation for you.
All right.
So again, this is fire damage. It was considered a partial loss with the insurance company. The summary for the dwelling loss was $87,887. I rounded up to $888. I also removed the shed because it was a complete loss, and it was $2,900, so we just zeroed that out as well on the top of the $87,888 value. It's reflected as a percentage as of April 28th, which was the date of loss, for a total tax value cancellation of $30,700. Which equates to
$205.07 in actual tax dollars to be removed.
Okay.
Chairman, I'm in favor of approving the casualty loss tax cancellation for the $30,700 and the tax to be forgiven of $205.07 as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Is there other things that we need to deal with during this agenda item?
Chairman?
Yes.
Okay, our tax adjustment by Penn. Did you have this is the whole thing, but it's based on evidently, I'm assuming, the addition of the homeowners throughout the year from the assessor's office?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, the tax for the 09 homeowners exemption is all the homeowners that they've added on after the roll has closed and in July. So these are the additional homeowners that have been filed. And the 07 tax roll corrections are adjustments to?
These are tax cancellations.
For what are some tax cancellations for?
For missed information. Or things that just got missed during the annual roll that we needed to correct.
So for the year 2025 tax 07, what does that mean?
Those are just corrections that the assessor's office needed to make on parcels.
Okay, so $22,224.12.
Yes.
And that's included with the running list here?
Yes.
Okay. And then just for the record, Chairman, you can pick it up, but this action was a legislative action that was implemented to allow homeowners to give a partial tax exemption on their homeowners throughout the year. So it makes it challenging for the assessor's office. And there is a reduction that affects all the taxing districts when we approve that by Idaho state statute.
Yeah, especially when it resorts back to January 1st.
Right. Even though they may not have occupied for later in the year?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's an interesting law.
Yes,
okay.
Probably, I think, about 300 here in this group, and there's more to come in January.
Okay.
Some well-intending state legislators who don't have a frippin' clue how the system works, and yet they're passing statute on it.
Yes.
Chairman, the total amount, given that information, if we're looking at the cover sheet, though, I might have. So for the homeowners index for 2025 to date, it's $261,783.14. For just the miscellaneous corrections, $22,224.12. Can you talk about the property tax reduction post audit of $5,005?
Is that these credits are coming from the state, the PTR.
Okay.
And it's corrections that the state has required to make after receiving the PTR, whether, because if there's a business in the house, they only get a certain percentage, and
gotcha. Yeah.
It's gone through the state, and this is how much it affected our county.
So thank you for that. So the grand total that we're adjusting is $289,007.31, and the ensuing documentation is how that adjustment will affect each of those taxing districts. Thank you. And Chairman, we're just following the process outlined by state statute. I would move that we would accept the tax charge adjustments by PEN for November 1 through 30, 2025 as presented.
A second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, lots of paperwork. Okay. Urban renewal got adjusted 2 cents. That's very important.
Want to make sure we give you all the information.
Got to give them their 2 cents worth. So. All right. Anything else? All right. Being that there's not, I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.